Hello, cadets. It's Amy, and I wanted to set this scene before you listen to this demo recording. So this is an excerpt from an actual coaching session with a client who's never experienced a coaching session before. And before introducing her to the ACT tools, I spent some time using the access tools, the five whys, hat, tell me where I'm wrong, to narrow in on a few limiting thoughts. The first one we uncovered was, I don't have time to let my business grow at its own pace. And the second one was, I don't have enough money to grow my business. So from there, I helped her to examine those thoughts to determine if they were truly helping her or hurting her get the results she wants in her business. And the result that she said she wanted in her business was to have a steady flow of work from her ideal fit clients. So what you'll hear in this session is me teaching her the ACT tools, naming the thought, fact versus fiction, naming the story, singing the thought, to help her detach and detach from her thoughts and diffuse the thoughts that get in the way of her getting the results that she wants. So I hope you enjoy the demo, and without further ado, here it is. So what I want to do with you is I want to share with you a few tools that you can use to help you to start becoming more aware of what thoughts you're believing so that you can kind of get a sense of which ones are helping you and which ones are hurting you.
Okay.
And yeah. So the first thing that is really what I want you to try is just really, really simple. And it's all just about naming the thought. So when you're starting to notice that you're buying into a thought that you know doesn't help you. In fact, it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we narrowed in on, I don't have enough time,
mm-hmm.
right, to let my business grow at its own pace, and which was creating the fear, which was then creating that pressure to push, right, in your business.
Right.
Which then brought about sort of the, you know, maybe not making the decisions that really served you, but sticking with them anyway and not doing as well. And so if you, and you know what happens with the brain is that the brain is the largest energy consumer in the body, and it just wants to run efficiently, and it doesn't want to go around changing very often, right? And so it really, you know, if you've been busy sort of attaching to not so helpful thoughts for a long time, it's the brain just kind of wants to return to those thoughts over and over again. But if you continue to just become the watcher and sort of separate yourself and distance yourself from the thought, you can diffuse the power of it, slowly sort of diffuse it so that it doesn't have the impact that it had. And then you can start to, that gives you the power to start embracing thoughts that really serve you. So this first tool is just, all it is naming the thought. So if you start to notice yourself, kind of you're in your business, you're starting to feel that fear in your body that you noticed earlier when we were talking,
mm-hmm.
The first thing you want to do is just name it. So the way that it works is you would say to yourself, I'm having the thought that I don't have enough time to let my business grow at its own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you try that?
Okay.
You don't have to say the dramatic "ah." That was just me.
I'm having a thought that I don't have enough time to let my business unfold at its own pace.
Beautiful. How did that feel?
Not great.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't feel good, right?
I don't want to have that thought, really.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
I should ask you, how does it feel to be the watcher of that thought versus just kind of being sort of unconscious to it, sort of just believing
yeah.
it automatically? How does it feel to be distancing yourself using this tool?
I do feel a little removed from it. Like,
mm-hmm.
that more that I'm noticing it, it's not necessarily a part
yep.
of me.
Yeah, that's exactly the exercise. In fact, it would perfect segue, because what you can do is you can also say, I notice I'm having the thought.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. I notice I'm having the thought, and then you can just repeat the thought.
Okay. I notice I'm having the thought that I don't have enough time to let my business unfold at its own pace.
beautiful. So it's really super simple. But what it does, as you described, is it sort of helps you to know that you're separating yourself from that thought. It's the process of becoming an observer. And from that place, you have the power then to bring in some thoughts that are more helpful, more energizing, allow for more possibility, allow for more expansiveness and creativity. But first you have to distance yourself and separate yourself from those thoughts that are creating the stress and the pressure and the push energy that you don't want.
Right.
Okay. And then the other thing that you can do, because we were able to kind of narrow in on a cluster, right? Because when we were talking about this and you're wanting more steady work, steady flow of work,
yeah,
we weren't just looking at that thought. In fact, I wrote down another one, which is, I need more money to grow my business.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's sort of like, I think it was a little bit like, what is the word I'm looking for? We can tweak it so that it's closer to kind of where, what you put your energy or the energy of it was more like, I don't have enough money to grow at the pace I want to. What would you say?
Yeah, I don't have enough money to invest in my business right now.
Okay. So that one, that's a little bit more like, okay, so that might be more like we want to look at, so what's the fact and what's the fiction here? Because in some cases it's true, right? You may not have the money you want to join a mastermind group or, you know,
right.
Hire a business coach to work with you individually. Those may be the facts, right?
Right.
So we want to separate the fact from the fiction here. Because there's the facts, but then there's the interpretation of the facts that create the stress, that create the results in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you, maybe the fact is, okay, I don't have enough money to invest in a business coach right now. Is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what's the interpretation that's creating stress for you? What are you making it mean that you don't have the cash right now to hire a business coach? What are you making that mean?
Sometimes it means that I feel like I have to work harder because I have to do it on my own without the resources that other people might have.
Okay, so perfect. That's a great example of separating fact versus fiction. It's sort of like there's the fact, it's like what the newspaper, you know, the who, what, why, who, what, where, and when of it, right?
Right.
But then there's the interpretation of it. And your fiction, your interpretation, is that you, because of that, you have to work harder,
mm-hmm.
which then creates more push energy. I'm just assuming. That's my hunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
So we want to be able to separate that. So that's a really important piece of this. And so from here, like if we were to look at sort of the fiction, is that I have to work harder than the average business person who has the money to invest in a coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fiction. That's the interpretation. And so, you know, you can do what we did earlier. And you can start to examine, okay, from this place of I have to work harder than other business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Create, again, there's that push energy, right?
Right.
Right, that we noticed from the other thought. It seems like a very similar energy to me, just from my vantage point. Yeah. And so from there, you can start to see, oh, well, that energy hasn't served me in terms of getting what I want when what I want is to create relationships and have a steady flow of work from creating these relationships that I want versus just getting more work for the sake of more work.
Right.
And so knowing what you know, you can start to notice, oh, I have a cluster. I have a cluster of thoughts. It's not just one thought, but it's a whole story,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what I mean by a story is that it's a cluster of thoughts. So we were narrowing in on the I don't have enough time thought, and you use your tool to notice that you're having that thought. But we can say, oh, I have a whole story, and one of the thoughts is that I don't have enough time. Another one is that
I have to work harder because I don't have enough money to invest in a coach, so I have to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can start to actually name this theme. It becomes a theme, right? You start to see the theme emerge.
Right.
So then the tool that you want to use, it's a very similar to noticing and naming the thought, but here we're going to name the story.
Okay.
So if you were to create a story for this theme of I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, so I have to work harder, what would this theme be?
I guess it would have to be not enough. I don't have enough.
Ah, it's coming
Period.
From a place of I don't have
blank.
Enough, right. Right. That's powerful.
It is.
So what we do here is when you start to get into that place of fear, you know, our bodies are this wonderful reminder, right? I think of our bodies as sort of like the warning light that comes on in the car when you need to change your tire or your oil or something.
Right, right.
So the body will get into that. You'll start to feel that sensation bubbling up of fear.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can start to name your story. And for you, it might be something like, this is my, what was it? I don't have enough story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's my I don't have enough story. And it's creating that push energy, which will get me, it'll just equate to, you know, more push, more work, you know, a lot more stress, and then maybe attracting the kinds of relationships I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would do when you start to notice that is you would start to say, there's my I don't have enough story.
Mm-hmm.
So try that.
I do see that. What to practice it?
Yeah, just say it and see how that. Try it on for size.
The thoughts that I'm thinking are that this is my I don't have enough story. I don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't have enough fear.
You know, I use this a lot because you're on my newsletter, so you read a lot of my stuff around approval addiction, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I don't know if you read about rejection sensitivity. Do you remember that one?
I did. I saw you mention it, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I read that one.
Oh, okay. There's an article called The Great Rejection Hoax, and it's all about this phenomenon of rejection sensitivity where when you experience rejection as a child or, in a circumstance in your life, then what happens is you tend to be on alert for any potential rejection that could come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates this sort of paranoia. And so I joke because I have, I experience rejection sensitivity quite a bit. That's why I say I'm an approval addict with the occasional relapse.
Right.
Because it's usually around, like, being super paranoid about someone rejecting me. And so when I use the tool that we just talked about a lot, and I remember a few times where I'll be, like, washing the dishes and I'll be, kind of just doing my thing, and then I'll start to notice myself thinking about some exchange with a neighbor,
mm-hmm.
like some conversation I had with my mother-in-law. And then I'll do this. I'll say, this is my nobody likes me story.
Right. Right.
And then it sort of snaps me out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the last one you can do, and this is, I love to incorporate humor into my coaching. And so the last one is real quick, a great way to diffuse these thoughts is to put them to song.
Oh.
I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
So if you start to you start to get really good at noticing the thoughts that are sort of getting in the way of what you want, the results you want, and you start to continue to practice this, and you're getting really good at, I notice I'm having the thought that I need more money again, which is, that I need to work harder,
mm-hmm.
That I don't have enough time, or I notice that there's my I don't have enough story. You can actually, if you really want to have some fun with this and diffuse those thoughts, you can actually put them to song. So, for example, I'll give you an example, and I will not make you do this.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. So for me, I notice I'm having the thought that nobody likes me. Okay? And so there I use the first tool that we covered. So then I can take it and I can put it to song. So as I'm washing the dishes, I can start to say, nobody likes me. Yes, it's true. Nobody likes me. Nor do you. Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me. Poor me. Something like that.
<That's>
or
awesome.
You can do, like, you know, whatever song you want, like the birthday song, one of your favorite tunes, Beethoven's Fifth, whatever. So that might be something that you can do in your own head. And do you notice how when you're laughing, it completely shifts the energy in your body?
Yes, it does.
And that, you know, and I get the sense that you really understand the power of energy. And what happens when we're laughing, when we're we create, we light, you know, that expression, lighten up.
Yes.
Right? It creates that lightness. And from that place of lightness, you are just, you're able to access. You cannot be in fear. You cannot be in closed focus. It's that expanse of energy that allows you to access your higher functioning. You know, that self, the essential self, as Martha Beck would say. And so that's where we want, whenever we can act from a place of lightness and from our connect with our essential self, our results are better every time. They just are.
Yeah.
So it's almost like this real, it's an amazing shortcut you can use to get yourself into that light energy where all good things happen.
Yeah.